2010 is almost behind us. The big question in business, will 2011 be the year of recovery?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It has been a strange year for the economy. The markets are back at pre-recession highs. Companies have reported strong earnings, but unemployment remains high and the housing market is still sputtering. What will the next year hold? Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com. She joins us live in New York with her crystal ball. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Jill, economists have been pretty bullish about 2011 so far. What do you think?
I think they're probably right on. We should see economic growth of around 4%. That sure is better than the 2.5% we've seen in the last couple of quarters. Unemployment rate, I expect to average around 9%. I don't think there's going to be one whiff of inflation, and I don't think the Fed is going to do anything. I think Ben Bernanke might as well take next year off.
That's good news.
Exactly.
Maybe not for Ben Bernanke. What is out there that could potentially trip up the economic recovery?
Well, obviously, the job market is really key to creating a broad-based recovery. But I think the issues that are really still pretty scary are the housing market. You know, when we had the foreclosure gate where we stopped foreclosures at the end of this year, that's right. Just going to push the activity into next year. And I'm a little nervous about that. I'm less worried about what's going to happen in Europe and even our own municipalities. I think the foreclosure activity is the big scary piece that's standing out there.
What has to happen for the economy to really turn around?
You know, what has to happen is that we really do need a broad-based job creation that we see across a lot of different income spectrums. I think without that, you get consumer unease and you don't have people spending freely. It's not just that you're scared about losing your own job. When people stop knowing so many people who are hurting and who are now finding people who are saying, oh, I'm getting a job, that's going to be the key. It's got to turn around both emotionally and we've got to see that unemployment rate get back down under 8%.
Jill Schlesinger is the editor at large for CBSMoneyWatch.com. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Investors seem to be having some mixed feelings this Friday morning. Tokyo's Nikkei Index is down 0.2%. London's FTSE is up 0.2%. U.S. markets were mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.1% to close at 11,573.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio.
There are all sorts of payday lenders who will give you an advance against your paycheck or your tax return, for a small fee, of course. There are even businesses willing to take a gamble on the outcome of your personal injury lawsuit. Now, those settlement advance companies are being sued by the state of Colorado. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verley reports.
Were you recently injured in an accident? Do you need cash fast?
These companies work by evaluating lawsuits. If the case looks strong enough, they pay out against the expected winnings.
They advanced me the money I needed so I could pay my bills, and they worked out all the details with my attorney.
Here's the question. Is that a loan? If you lose your lawsuit, you don't owe anything. Winners, though, have to pay back the money plus a hefty fee. Colorado's Attorney General John Southers is suing companies over their charges, which, if you look at them as annual interest rates, run as high as 200%.
Companies are taking the position with us that it's not a loan because if the individual doesn't recover in their lawsuit, then they won't have to pay it back. And we believe these are loans because they sound like a loan, look like a loan, and smell like a loan.
If these are loans, the fees violate Colorado's interest rate limits. People in the business say they have to charge high fees to cover all the times they back a losing case, which is what the industry will argue in their own legal battle with Colorado. In Denver, I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.
Here's something that will make you feel old. Strawberry Shortcake turned 30 this year. Remember her? She lives under a leaf in a strawberry patch. She has friends like Lemon Meringue and Blueberry Muffin. Hasbro is giving her a makeover for the big 3-0. As Sally Herships reports, this shortcake is a little saltier.
This is the strawberry shortcake I remember.
Wow! My shortcake recipe won! I've been selected as one of two finalists in a big bake-off!
In case you don't know her, Strawberry Shortcake, the doll, wears a pinafore with green and white striped tights. She looks sweet, like Raggedy Ann. I'm a big fan, so when I found out about her makeover, I was excited, until I saw the new doll. She has super long hair, a pink miniskirt, and plays a strawberry-shaped guitar. Not who I think of as Strawberry Shortcake. I went to talk to Cassie Mogilner. She's a marketing professor at Wharton now, but when she was little, she had Strawberry Shortcake sheets. I asked her what she thought of Strawberry's new look.
She is fashionable, which is definitely not what I remember Strawberry Shortcake being.
What do you think the 1980s Strawberry would say if she saw the Comic-Con special limited edition Strawberry Shortcake?
I think she'd be intimidated by her and probably wouldn't even approach her in the playground because she's too cool. I wouldn't say hot because she still looks young, but she's definitely grown up a bit.
I asked Hasbro, which makes Strawberry Shortcake, why they were going with this new look. They said they wanted to appeal to contemporary kids, so I decided to talk to some. I checked in with kids at Comic-Con, where the new doll made her debut. Charlotte and Abigail and Christina, who's a bit older, are fans.
I want the new one because I like it.
I think the new look's a lot cuter than the old look because it just has more accessories and it's just overall cuter. And the head's a lot smaller.
It still has that essence of Strawberry Shortcake. It smells, it still has the pink and the red. She looks like the traditional doll just grown up into the modern age.
So maybe Strawberry's new look is working for her. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, looks like reindeer do take a trip on Christmas. Sans Santa. A study in the Pharmaceutical Journal reports scientists have found reindeer eat hallucinogenic mushrooms to get high. They grow naturally in the Arctic. Hey man, have you ever looked at your antlers, like really looked at your antlers? I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The gift card. Oh, so practical, but is it soulless? Does it just miss the point?
It has totally undermined the entire purpose of exchanging presents.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the politics of gift giving and the numbers for the 12 days of Christmas as well. That's next time on Marketplace. It's from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.